Here, as we look to the Word of God, we want to first ask God to anoint His Word by His Spirit. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to call upon You and to lift up that only name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. Saved to the uttermost, delivered, set free. Let the power of God break the yokes of bondage. Those that are in a bondage of Satan, let them be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that, Lord, need miracles, let them receive miracles. Those that need financial miracles, let them receive financial miracles. Let them lay hold to the promises of God and reach out and receive that which God has for them today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus simply said, when I return, will I find any faith? And I see that more and more is a reality every day that we live. It's hard anymore to find a Christian that actually believes anything straight. Amen? I mean, it's unreal as you talk to the people out in the general public and as you talk to them and ask them questions about what they believe. And a lot of them are so confused and they don't literally know anything at all about the gospel. Amen? I hear people say that they're saved and they're Christians, but they never have fellowship with God. They never speak to God. They never talk to God. They never hear from them from God. And, you know, the devil is just sitting back and laughing because he's got people where he wants them. Amen. And we're, the Bible said they're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And we see this, and we see the churches that are growing are the ones that teach nothing. They really have no anything at all. They just have a site to get together, and they're still in their sin, still in the abomination of sin, still committing the same sins every day and every week, going back to the same churches and having a good time doing what, I don't know. But I come to worship the Lord. I come to enter into the presence of God and to walk in the Holy of Holies where God's Shekinah glory can shine down on my life and God can speak to my heart. He can lift my spirit because we got a devil to fight. We got a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And by the help and the grace of God, we're going to that city. If that's not your desire, you've got a problem. Amen. If church is anything other than speaking to God and having fellowship with God, amen, then you've got troubles, amen. But here the Bible says in Galatians in the second chapter, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh liveth, amen, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This life that I now live, amen, it's been bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And this life that I live, I'm no longer living it, through myself, but it's Christ within me, and He's living within me. There's no good thing within us, according to the Word of God, except it be Christ and Him crucified. Amen. And so as we walk and as we talk with Jesus daily, we're walking and talking, amen, with Him. Amen. And this life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. And that's where we at in the picture of this thing. Amen. All of our filth, all of our righteousness is filthy rags. We couldn't earn salvation. We couldn't come to God, amen, because of our sins, our afflictions, only the shed blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of the blood, there'd be no remission for sin. The blood of an animal or a little lamb or whatever they sacrificed could only atone until Jesus would be crucified in His blood. Amen. It was not by the traditions of our fathers, but by the precious blood that you and I are saved today. He paid the price. He became the propitiation, the price paid for sin. Amen. And we glorify, amen, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost for what God has done for us on Calvary. Now, in Paul's writings, amen, Here we find in verse 15 of 1 Corinthians, he says these words. In verse 58, therefore, my loved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I read the scriptures in the Word of God where it said, occupy until I come. Amen. I read where that God is telling us, amen, to be steadfast. Amen. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, if you stay busy in the work of the Lord, you won't be in trouble. Amen. You know, we're not saved by works, but we're saved unto good works. Amen. And if we find ourselves abiding in those good works, if we find ourselves fulfilling the Great Commission, go ye into all the world, preach this gospel, we're to declare this gospel, we're to spread this gospel, we'll reach out to people and tell them that Jesus is real, that he lives and he's alive forevermore, and they can be saved and changed and delivered and set free by the power of God. Amen. Oh, it's shouting time. Shouting time. Amen. And know, he said, that all your labor, I think about all the things that I've done in the name of Christ. I think about all the battles and the trials and lining up to get ready to help somebody with a little situation here in the next few days. And I'm thinking, oh no, last person I helped that way kicked me in the teeth. Amen. Last person, amen. But see, we can't take that attitude. Amen. We can't take the attitude because the last man we witnessed to don't want salvation. We can't take the attitude, well, nobody wants it. Amen. Because we still got that fire shut up in our bones like Jeremiah did. He had a fire that was shut up in his bone when he tried to stay, when he tried to hold, he tried to refrain. He could not. Amen. For it was a fire shut up in his bones, and we got to cry aloud and spare not. We got to declare to a lost and dying world that Jesus is Lord. He's still minded to save. He's still high and lifted up. Amen. Now, this gospel to the man that is not saved, it is foolishness. Amen. But unto you and I today, it's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Well, listen, the Bible said, what if some did not believe? Would it be of any less effect to you and I? The Bible said, God forbid. I'm glad all your doubt and all your unbelief can't. It cannot erase not one thing that God's doing in those lives or my life or anybody's life that's trusting God. He's still my miracle. Amen. He's still my blessing. Amen. And Jackie, my wife, talks about it a whole lot. Amen. How that God takes care of us in spite of all circumstances, in spite of everything goes on. He's the great God El Shaddai. He's a God that's more than enough. He's a God that comes through, amen, and comes through triumphantly in every situation. He's God in the midst of his people, amen. He's the great God El Shaddai. He's the God, amen, that's going to bring the victory. He's the God that's going to overtake, amen, everything, amen. I'm going to tell you something, amen. We was talking the other day about, you know, we got a lot of politicians that speak out against Israel, and they speak out of their ignorance, amen. I like what I heard one man that's running for office somewhere near in the future. I like what he said. He said, now, if you want to know how my policy is about Israel, here's my policy. You mess with Israel, you mess with me. Amen. That's plainly to say. Amen. Now, I know that Israel, amen, and the Jewish race, I know that they at this time do not acknowledge Jesus Christ. Amen. They believe in God, but they did not accept the Messiah. But here's what's going to take place. The wrath of God is coming to them. But Israel will never be whipped again. Amen. We was talking the other day in the months, you know, 7 months, 9 months. I meant to look that up to be just exactly, but anyway, it's a whole lot longer than 6 months, amen. They are actually going to bury the dead that come against them, amen. I'm telling you, that's going to be a battle, amen. And the Bible says, you know, the devil's going to lose everything he's got, all the all those that's going to come against them, amen. But I'm glad to know that Jesus, amen, the King of Kings, he's coming back on the lead horse. And you and I that are born again by the Spirit of God, washed in the blood, sanctified and cleansed holy, that the righteousness of God is living through us, amen. And this life that he purchases is not ours, but it belongs to him. And he's now living through us. And we're ready for the trumpet to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. And he's coming back to get his church, and we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then on those white horses we'll come riding back. And the Bible said, and those armies that come against him, the brightness of his coming will consume their eyes, and they'll melt back in the sockets in their head. I'm telling you, our God is awesome. I'm telling you, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will not be defeated. Every enemy will be cast down, and all those that believe not in him shall be cast in hell, and all the fallen angels and Lucifer himself shall be cast in that bottomless pit, and they shall burn with fire and brimstone forever and ever and ever. I tell you, he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You better make up your mind which side you're on. Amen. When they stepped the door of the tent and said, who among you is on the Lord's side? You better answer, here I am, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You better say, here I am. Here I am. For I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. Because that's the winning side. That's the only side that's going to win. Let me tell you something. People serve the devil and they think there's going to be drugs. They think it's going to be meth, and there's going to be cocaine, and there's going to be crack, and there's going to be everything. They think there's going to be cigarettes. I'm going to tell you something. Those that smoke cigarettes, you need to be getting off of them, because if you go to hell, you're going to be wanting a cigarette for the rest of eternity and never be able to get one. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, there won't be no cigarette machines in hell. There won't be no beer taverns. There will not be no drugs of any kind. There will not be any of those things. Hell will not be a party. It will be an ash pit. Amen. Hell will be a stench that's in your nostrils that'll never go away. It'll be burning and never become burned up. It'll be dying and never becoming dead. Amen. Hell will be a reality. Amen. And it's time people realize that. I know we're in a nation and a world today that says everything's love. God's so lovely that he would never send nobody to hell. God's already set it in motion. He don't have to send nobody there. Hell enlarges herself every day because people choose to go there. You can choose the Lord Jesus Christ today. You can choose righteousness. You can choose holiness today. You can accept his plan and you can live eternally. Amen. And all those that labor in Christ, I want you to know, according to Paul's writing here to the Corinthians in 15 chapter verse 58 as it closes, knowing that your labor will not be in vain. God's, I can't pay you, but God will. Amen. We've had to accept a lot of sacrifices from people and a lot of labor, and we've not been able to reach out and pay them or write a lot of them a check. But I'm going to tell you something. God's going to pay. Amen. God's going to pay off in time. Glory to God. Amen. I'm shouting about it. Amen. Romans, the 14th chapter and in verse, amen, 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's some joy in serving God. There's some joy in being a child of the King. Amen. I don't need a tranquilizer. I got Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I don't need nothing that the world's got to offer. Amen. So many of the people in the world is on something. First thing you go to a doctor, they want to put you on something. Amen. Well, I got something in me, so I don't have to have something on me. Amen. I got the power of God and the anointing of God. I got the victory according to the word of God. I got the peace. Amen. And I got the joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's real today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now then, glory to God. It goes on to tell us as we continue in the word of God, amen, in Paul's writings to the Romans, amen, it talks about this love, it talks about this power, amen, it talks about, amen, and simply I like what God says in verse 31, amen. He said, what shall we then say to these things, amen? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I read in the Word, you know, where it goes on to explain, you know, if the righteous, you know, be destroyed, the foundation be destroyed, you know, what's the righteous going to do if the foundation be destroyed? The Word simply says the foundation standeth sure, and the Word simply says today, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Who is that condemneth? Verse 34. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We got a mediator. Little children, I wish you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. We've got somebody pleading their case. We've got a mediator. We got somebody that's going before God for us. Amen. Glory to God. In the Old Testament, the priest one time a year went in to take the sacrifice, and if he was not acceptable before the Lord, they tied a rope on him so they could drag him out. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. When that veil was rent from top to bottom, when he said it's finished, and that old veil was rent from top to bottom, amen, then no longer did we need a high priest. Amen. But we could go momentarily. We could go any minute of any day, any moment of any night. We could go directly to the throne of God, and we had access direct to the throne because Jesus was the high priest sitting on the right-hand side of God making intercessions for you and I. Amen. Now then, here's what he said. Verse 34 tells us about the intercession. But verse 35 said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. Shall tribulation or distress, or persecutions, or famine, or nakedness, or sword? Has it written, for thou sake we are killed all the day long? We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. In verse 38, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Sounds like we got the victory to fight the battle with. Sound like we've got the conqueror within us. Sound like we've got the victor within us. He's our strength. He's our high tower. He's the rock we're standing on. Amen. And in Christ we'll make our stand. Amen. He's that solid rock. Amen. Glory to God. Then the Word of God. Amen. It says, much more, this is in Romans in the 5th chapter, much more then being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Then over in the next chapter, in verse 6 of Romans, in chapter 6 of Romans, in verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. Verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the iniquity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, and even so now you yield your members to righteousness unto holiness. Just as there was a day that we was tied up in iniquity, this is a day that we served Satan, this is a day that we were bound by our iniquities and our sins, but now we have been justified, we have been cleansed, we have been washed, and now we've yielded our members as servants of righteousness unto holiness. And that's what God requires of us. He requires of us that we would walk in true holiness. Amen. And the Bible says, without wholeness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. And in that understanding today, knowing that the Lord, amen, is going to make a way where there seemeth none. He is going to be the one, amen, that fights our battles. He's going to be the one that keeps us on the firing line, and we're going to be overtakers in everything that we go to do. Amen. And we, amen, we simply here today, amen, we simply, amen, the Bible says in 2 Timothy in chapter 1 in verse 12, for that which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. He goes on to say, hold fast the form of sound word which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen. We're going to stay on the firing line. We're going to shout the victory. Amen. For we have been given that gift from God. Amen. And for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So says 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. We've got what it takes to serve God. We've got what it takes to win the battle. We've got what it takes to overcome. Amen. You're not defeated anymore since the Holy Ghost came in. Amen. And God's going to see you through your battle. God's going to see you through your trial. God's going to give you the anointing to overtake. Amen. And to be victorious in every battle and every situation. For God will not fail us. Amen. The Bible said, you know, that there's no man going to be able to pluck you out of his hands. Amen. You don't have to worry about the enemy. You don't have to worry about the devil. Amen. If you'll stay true to the promises of God, you'll hold fast to that profession. If you'll walk in the light and the countenance of his love, if you'll let his light shine into your life and you'll let the victory of the Lord rule supreme in your heart and in your life, you'll be victorious in everything you go to do, and everything your hand touches will prosper in his name. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved by his grace. I'm glad I'm washed by the blood. I'm glad I'm set free by the power of God. Amen. I'm glad he's not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. And for that reason, I draw nigh to God, resist the devil and rebuke him, and he has to flee from us. Amen. If you've got a devil on your back, tell him to pack his bags and go. If you're bound in sin, come to an altar of prayer and say, Lord Jesus, save me, wash me, and cleanse me. If you need his touch today, he's here to touch you. If you need to be saved, he's here to touch you. He's here to save you. If you need to be blessed, he's here to bless you. If you need to be healed, he's here to heal you. If you need to be delivered, he's here to deliver you. He's here to give you the victory in every situation. Amen. He's here to heal to the uttermost. Amen. He is a God that cannot fail. And all these promises and throughout these scriptures that I cover today, all of them, as God was giving them to me, I see and understand that all these promises are given to us that we can be victorious in our Christian walk, and we can be ready when the trumpet sounds aloud that'll wake the dead. We will be absent in body and present with the Lord. Amen. We, amen, know to live as Christ, but to die as gain. We know we'll have the victory through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If you don't, would you pray today? If you're a backslider, would you come home today? If you need healing, you need a miracle, you need blessing, would you come to God today? God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your word, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, we speak to all those that are in our listening voice and all those that will hear this message as it goes forth. And God, the day might come and drink from the fountain of living waters that they might never thirst again. And you might be a well springing up in them, flowing out of their inward parts, and living waters. Lord, that they might drink from the fountain that don't ever run dry. God, we thank you for the victory that we have through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, Lord, for working miracles, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for saving to the uttermost. And God, those without jobs, make jobs for the righteous. And those that'll pursue your name and come in your name, that God, they can find work, they can find jobs. Those that's lost their homes, those that's literally just in a nightmare, let them call upon you, and you'll be their help for them in this battle. You'll be their victory. You'll be what they need to stand. And Lord, we can stand in the name of Jesus. And God, if you go with us, we won't ever go alone. We thank you for the victory that we have through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for saving, redeeming. We thank you for healing, for working miracles, delivering those that are on cigarettes and alcohol and on drugs, those that are bound by both type drugs, drugs that's been given by physicians. Lord, that they are on medicated drugs, but they're bound to them and their mind's messed up and they need delivered. Let them be delivered. Those that's on hard drugs, Lord, it's heroin, LSD, and marijuana, coke, crack, and all the other different drugs, all the meth and all the mess, Lord, that men is injecting into their bodies and snorting into their noses. God, let them be delivered in the name of Jesus. God, in that mighty name of Jesus, let men be brought to justice that are servers of that kind of iniquity. God, that they be brought to justice, Lord, that our children and our young people not be exposed to these things, but these men and women that partake in them can be brought to justice, and men and women can be delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, we claim that now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for tuning in. God love you. God bless you till we come to you again. Amen and amen.